boring. What are we getting tonight, and what do you guys, you know, assuming you want to win, what do you prefer 2-1, 5-4? How do you guys want it to go?
You know, I think we're comfortable in both sets of and styles of game. It's not always easy to predict how the game's going to go and kind of, you know, the style that's going to be played. I think, you know, they got up to that 2-0 lead and they kind of sat on it and, you know, clogged up the neutral zone and tried to slow the game down. I think, you know, if it's a tight game or we have the lead, you know, you're not necessarily going to see that defensive play by them. They're going to try and open things up and get back to it. So, you know, I think for us, we just want to limit their chances off the rush. I think, you know, that's where we're most effective, is slowing down their transition and, you know, being fast with our transition. I think we got a bit away from it last game, and you know, we're going to try and get back to that tonight.
Was it their style? It seemed from the press box that they changed their style the last game. They played different, and that's what changed the game. I didn't think you guys played different. I thought you were met with a different opponent than you'd seen before. Is that accurate?
Well, I think, you know, they tried to do something. They had a 3-0 lead in game three, and, you know, we were able to kind of turn the tide on them and use our speed. So, you know, they got up 2-0, and, you know, it seems like they were just content and flipping pucks and trying to create foot races. So, you know, I don't know if that's an adjustment they made or that's just something they weren't able to do in game three. I think, you know, the strength of their team is their back end and being able to move pucks efficiently and get out of trouble with their feet. So, you know, yeah, I think they did a good job of that in game four.
Game five has historically been a pretty big swing game. How do you find the balance between being loose enough but also locked in?
Well, I think it's important we go into this game and we don't play too tight. I think you saw in game three, the first period, seemed like we were nervous. We were tight and we were away from our game. We weren't quite crisp. And, you know, I think in the second and third period, you saw the capabilities of our team when we're playing loose and we're playing free. And, you know, we're not worried about making mistakes. We're, you know, just executing at a high level. And, you know, it's important that we come in and do that. You don't want to go into this game tentative. You don't want to, you know, be too worried that you're going to make a mistake and then, you know, you not make the plays and not execute. So, you know, I think we've got some experience now, and, you know, we're going to look to, you know, put our best foot forward tonight.
What can the return of Matthew
do? Well, I think he just gives us tremendous depth. He's an excellent scoring winger, and, you know, it seems whatever line he goes on, he contributes, and he always seems to ignite him and give him a spark. So, you know, we're looking for another guy that's going to be on the puck. He's tenacious. He's a great forechecker, and he always seems to make the people around him better. So we're excited to have him back.